Wherever you are, I believe that the heart does go on.
Here at Waffle Stomping, we want to recognize tragedies. And at the Titan tragedy, we want to address. And we'd like everybody to know out there that they can suck my fucking dick from the bottom of the fucking ocean, you fucking billionaire fucks. Fuck you. Fucking suck a dick. Yo, you know what $250,000 gets you? A fucking watery grave, you motherfuckers. Fuck you. I'm sorry. I
You're
am so
killing me.
sorry. I'm fucking
Oh.
sorry, but we need everybody's talking about this, so we're gonna fucking talk about it. Do you know what I could do with $250,000, Chrissy?
What could you do?
I could fucking get a shit ton of hookers and a shit ton of cocaine, and I could fucking have them here. And you know what? I could probably go and fucking see the Titanic through the pussy of a fucking hooker. Like, literally, that would be a better time than these fucking idiots going down. Dude, that's the thing is, there wasn't even a fucking a window on the fucking submarine. That's what killed me. I didn't know that. I thought there was like a window at the front. No, dude.
Yeah,
They
they must be able to see the tourists going down there, right?
exactly, but no, there's no window. They have a
What?
screen. They have a screen because like the pressure is like 800,000 times the pressure of fucking of the normal fucking whatever. I'm like, dude. So like they went down to fucking look at the Titanic, the wreckage of the Titanic. They did something that I could have did in 5 minutes on fucking YouTube. I'm like, are you fucking serious, dude? Literally, there's like how many bill? There's like three billionaires on that fucking goddamn shitty boat, and it didn't even look like a boat. It didn't even look like a submarine. It looked like a propane tank. It looked like a literally like an oversized propane tank going down there, and it's like the father and son billionaire and the other billionaire or whatever. It's like, dude, you motherfuckers. Fucked around and you found out. Fucked
Yeah,
around and found out. Like, that's it, bro. And like, I'm sick of all these people being like, oh, like, you know, it's just that's what happens and shit. Like, shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up. You fucking literally, you spent $250,000 to go down and look at a bunch of rusty metal, like, 10,000, whatever the fucking leagues under the sea it was. Suck my dick. I'm not a fucking oceanographer, so I don't fucking know. But like, fuck you. And it's like, well, you know, like they were explorers, you know. Like, you want to talk about exploring? Explore a fucking woman's asshole and then fucking get back to me. You fucking go deep in the depth of a woman's asshole while you're licking her out and fucking talk to me. Fuck these guys. And I'm not even gonna like, I'm gonna like lay it down straight up. Those guys fucked around and they found out.
Yeah.
But the worst part about it is, dude, is like, did you hear about like the stepson of the one billionaire, whatever his name was? I
I
don't
didn't
give a.
hear any. Yeah, I knew there was a
Yeah.
billionaire on board. There
Yeah,
was more than
there was
one.
like three, there was like three billionaires. Who gives a fuck? But like the one
Stupid
stepson, the one
idiots.
billionaire stepson was like, yeah, like pray for my dad. And then like literally like 5 hours, he's like, I'm going to a Blink-182 concert. I'm like,
He went to a
dude,
concert.
like all the small things I miss my dad. Shut the fuck up. Like, dude, you literally were like were a piece of shit and don't care about your stepdad. And then
Yeah.
when you and then like it
Can't wait to
was
get the money. That's what
oh
I was thinking.
exactly. He was like, dude, I hope he's dead. And then like all of a sudden, like it like pops up, it's like yeah, like you know, there's a faint banging sound in the ocean, and maybe them. I'm like, no, it's not them. It's not them.
That
And then
banging
like,
sound was the implosion.
No, it wasn't
Yeah,
the
it was on the first day it happened when they went down.
no, it wasn't. The banging was literally like when ships get into certain Arctic seas, they drop their anchor. And when you drop an anchor,
That means
the
you're in trouble.
No, it means you're dropping weight, you asshole. So when they drop the anchor drops to the bottom of the fucking ocean, and the chains, because the chains are huge on a fucking goddamn fucking ship, so the chains slam together and they make a clicking noise. And that's what
Oh.
they said. They said the click, it wasn't a banging noise, it was a clicking noise from anchors at the bottom of the fucking sea, and they fucking found the assholes 1,500 yards or 1,500 meters, whatever it was, away from the Titanic bow. Like, right where Leonardo DiCaprio and Kate Winslet were holding each other, like,
yeah, he probably pulled it last spot.
I can fly, Jack. Like, literally, it was like 1,500 fucking yards ahead of that, and they couldn't find it. Like, dude, how the fuck do you spend 250 fucking grand and you don't have a GPS that can fucking find you at the bottom of the ocean, but I can fucking drive my fucking piece of shit goddamn RAV4 and it can find me in anywhere and take me to anywhere on the goddamn fucking on the land. Like, suck my dick. It's so fucked up, and I'm so sick of people talking about it. I want to talk about it so I can just be like, dude,
yeah,
it's
just
so fucking brutal. Like, fuck it.
They fucked up.
No, they fucked around and they found out. That's what happened, they fucked around, right?
You're right.
And now that billionaire stepson, he went to a Blink-182 concert and he actually like messaged an Instagram model and was like, hey, babe, look, I'm that fucking stepson of the missing Titanic.
Come suck my dick because it's too bad for me.
Like, hey, will you come suck my dick? I'm going to have $1 billion. Dude, I hope that kid rots in hell. Just like his fucking dad on the bottom of that rotten fucking sea. I don't give a fuck. Like, straight up, like, and you know what really breaks my heart, though? It breaks my fucking heart that, like, there was those did you hear about the Indian billionaire and the Indian billionaire's son?
Oh,
dude,
what?
there was an Indian billionaire on whatever his name was, like Shishar, or whatever the fuck his name was. He took his son on the cruise. I shouldn't say a cruise.
But to them it probably is, because their brains are probably still cruising.
But anyways, the son didn't even want to go, and the dad made him go. And then, dude, you know what the worst part is about all this? We can joke around. It's, you know, it's all fun and games. There's 100 memes of the Titanic, but
you're filling me in on info because I
dude,
didn't know
you know what you know what the fucked up thing about all this is? Is how they died.
Yeah.
Have you heard how they died? Oh, dude, that one guy
took that his kid to a watery grave, right?
No, it's not even a watery grave. That was just me being a dick. Basically, like they said, like the whole fucking vessel imploded. So when it implodes, there's so much pressure because there's like 800,000 times pressure down at the bottom of the sea. Whatever the fuck it is, I don't know the exact pressure. But basically, there was like a fucking breach in the hull and it just ripped open. And then, like, all of them.
Spot, yeah.
Yeah. I watched a fucking, like, a scientist talk about it. He's like, yeah, if you take a fucking, like a juice box. You know, like a juice box that Kate would take to school, and then you step on it. That's what would happen. Like, all their blood would come out of their mouths, out of their assholes, out of their fucking ears, everything.
Their
dick hole, dude. It would be like your whole body would be drained of blood in 1 second, bro. So for 1 second of being alive, those motherfuckers are like, bleh! Oh fuck! You're inside for that one second. But you know what the one scientist said though? It's fucked me up really bad. So one scientist is like, yeah, like in a vessel like that, the air compression it would actually stabilize itself, like when it like ruptured. So literally, there were 5 people in this sub. The sub could have imploded right away, and it would have like literally blown up 2 people. And then there would have been 3 people for, like, they say about it's 4 seconds. They would have saw those people blow up. And then they would have been like, oh, my God. And then they would have blown up. Like, literally. Oh, these people exploded. Yeah. They just, like, literally just, like, fucking, like, whip. Time to die. And it's like, I'm taking a piss right now.
We can tell. Piss for us all.
The old fucking thing. But anyways, I'm done. But yeah, so like, dude, like the thing is like, dude, if you're at the bottom of that fucking ocean doing the Titanic shit and like, because they probably knew like shit was going down, right? You're like, hey, man, dad, I want to tell you something.
They're not certified companies. So
You look at your dad and what do you say? You look him in the eyes and what do you say? You know, I know what I would say. I would be like, you fucked us. This is your fault. You fucked us. And, yeah. and then your asshole just blows up and your mouth explodes.
Yeah.
You just everything just explodes in your body. Like, oh, dude.
Oh, Jesus. Your brain would be squished. You'd be instantly dead, man.
God damn. It would be so fucked up. But, man, speaking of fucked up, I can't let this go either. I think we need to talk about your awkward-ass baseball cast.
Oh, I fucked up so bad on the last cast for the baseball that they had to delete it.
They deleted the last episode, and like when we talked about it on we talked about the one cast.
Let's talk about it right now. It's hilarious.
Dude, why you have a baseball podcast about fucking baseball cards?
Yeah.
Why would you ever talk about fat girls?
Because they asked me how my date went at the beginning. And that took me off guard because I thought we were just going to talk about cards, right? And then I was like, I was trying to explain it, my date to them. And I said that she was a bigger girl, around like maybe 220 pounds. Like, I shouldn't have said that at all, but I did because it caught me off guard and I reacted wrong. But, oh my God, the rest of the episode was great. It turned out fine, but then we just couldn't use it because we got like some bad feedback from my chick that I was fucking. Oh, she was so pissed, dude. She saw it and she was like, "You're like a 39-year-old baby," and all this. And I was like, "Oh," like she just ripped me apart, dude. She ripped me an asshole. I can't believe I have to explain this to a guy who's almost 40. I was like, "Holy shit!" Like, but I didn't say her name or anything. That's the thing. I kind of am in the clear with that shit. She is a bigger girl. I'm just being real and honest, right?
But why would you like literally?
But
we
got other people from other chicks online.
No, shut up. Why on your baseball podcast would you ever bring up a fat girl that you were fucking?
I don't.
Why?
What? Off guard.
What the fuck does that have to do with fucking baseball cards?
Well, I got asked the question, so I had to answer it.
Dude, he literally, that guy set you up for a one-liner, and you literally fucking blew the entire cast.
I should have just did the one-liner instead of trying to tell the story.
You literally went from talking about fucking Ken Griffey Jr. baseball cards.
If I knew there was going to be a one-liner, then I would have like prepared for it.
Dude, that was the cringiest, most hard to see everything. Oh my God. Dude, we're getting like, I couldn't even handle that. I was like, dude, fuck is going on with that shit? And that's what I said. I was like, I like literally watched that. I was like, dude, I send it to my other buddy. And I was like, dude, watch this. He sends me a message 10 minutes later. He's like, dude, I couldn't even watch that because he's like, dude, my asshole was puckered when I watched that. I was like, I know, dude. I'm like, it was so fucking bad. And I was like, dude. And like after
that episode got deleted though.
Yeah, it got your fucking boy took
it
down.
It's the smartest move though. It is the smartest move. So we just re-recorded like tonight, you know.
You re-recorded the episode tonight?
No. We never did the same topics. We screwed
up. Oh, because I was gonna say, dude, like you like literally I remember you telling me like, yeah, we were thinking about apologizing. I'm like, don't do it. Don't do it. Never.
I wasn't thinking about that. Never. I think they were. And I was
like,
running
never.
Because I didn't think that was a good
idea.
Right?
Never. Never apologize. Like, if you fucking do something, you have to own it. You have to own it. And you, as cringy as you are, you have to own that.
I am a cringy motherfucker. I'm trying not to be cringy.
The fact that they were going to apologize, like, dude, like, that's fucking... That's not the way to go. And like that, I don't have a fucking sports card podcast, but like I heard, didn't you tell me that a bunch of women were like attacking the fucking comments? Didn't you tell me that?
There was one chick that messaged something I think it was two chicks.
Two chicks, and he deleted the episode.
Well, you don't want to get any, like when you start getting into the feminine stuff. And you're on a public platform. You have over 1,000 like subscribers on YouTube. It's like that's like territory you gotta really make. It's a hard decision, you know, whether to delete it or not. So
you know, it's a hard decision.
What?
My dick and all those fat bitches' asses. Ah, they can all suck my dick. Fuck them. Like, come on, bro. Fuck him. Like, suck a fucking dick.
Dude.
Like, that's the thing. It's like, dude, like, bring me on your motherfucking baseball card podcast so I can talk to, what is it, the professor and then the other Boston boy?
Yeah, JD. Yeah.
Bring me on that shit and fucking, like, if you want to incorporate,
I told them that you might know more about the steroid era baseball. Oh, like, you know, dude, baseball.
No, I know the 90s and I know the steroid era. Yeah, I know all the steroids they were all on. But have me on that. But don't fucking be shitting on fat girls. Like,
God, I did pitch you to them. I did pitch you to them. Like, as like somebody who could have on.
You pitched me to them.
Yeah, because it's not my podcast. It's their channel, dude.
You pitched me to them.
Yeah, exactly. Like, dude, I gave them the idea.
Like, are you fucking serious?
Like, yeah, I said, let's have you on, like, sometime in the near future. Like, you know, like, if we're short on a guest or something. You know
what I mean? If you're short on a guest, yeah, please. If you're short on a guest, please bring me on.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I pitched to them. So, like, we'll see. You know, maybe you will get on there.
My fucking dick short on a guest, you piece of shit. Fuck yourself.
I'm not in control of that podcast.
If we can't get any guests on, we'll bring you one. That's motherfucker. I will.
Him and Adam. They've been buddies
for
a long time.
He's from Boston. I'll fucking drive to Boston.
He's a Boston fan, but he's Rhode Island. He's Rhode Island.
I'll fucking drive to Rhode Island and stick my fucking finger up his ass. What about that other skinny? What about that other
dude?
Skinny prick?
You know who he reminds
Where's that other skinny prick from?
They're both from Rhode Island. I think.
They're both from. I'll fucking stick my finger at both their fucking asses. They can suck my cock. Fucking, I know you're gonna hear this. Dude, suck my cock.
I think he. Oh yeah.
Fuck him. He can suck my cock. I love it. You want it? Like, I just, don't you ever make my friend do any cringy stuff anymore. He's gonna do cringy stuff on my podcast. Not your fucking baseball.
Maybe they
podcast.
Think it's funny. Maybe they think, dude, it's funny. Like, you, that, I'll be the comedy humor.
Dude, you you belong to me. You remember that. You belong to me.
Oh, you own me? I'm your slave and child.
You're my
fucking cotton in the future.
Dude, if we're in prison, you're my prison bitch. Like, if they want you, they're gonna have to come and fight me.
I'm your prison bitch, your cellmate. Who
and that's right, you're my
you
prison
day?
Bitch. And that's the only way they're gonna fucking take me away from you, but. Oh, dude. Oh, fuck. now we're alpha male. We're alpha mailing for your love, Chris. We're alpha mailing.
Dude,
and now, the metalhead is listening to this right now, and he's like, fuck that. I'm going to write an acoustic. With his guitar. And he's like, no one's going to steal his love from me. Man, and then, like, all of a sudden, like, the metalhead jumps in the fucking middle and he, like, rocks his guitar. And then it's like me and then JD Sports shit and then, like, the metalhead in a triangle. It's like, you want him? You're gonna have to take him from me. And I'm gonna be like, yo, fuck, man. And I'm gonna look over at, like, JD Sports, like the big fucking, the chubby guy from the sports. He's gonna be like, yo, you're not taking Chris from me. And he's gonna start throwing down rookie cards. He's like, rookie card, rookie card, rookie card. Then, like, I'm gonna be like sitting there, like, I'm just gonna have, like, I don't have, like, the fucking metalhead played his guitar. The Boston guy fucking laid all his rookie cards. Now I'm gonna have to do something to win your love. And you know what I'm gonna do to win your love?
What's that?
I'm gonna whip out my dick and do the helicopter.
Dude,
so
that sounds really gay. And
dude,
it's Pride Week.
I know.
How many dudes are getting fucked in the ass right now?
It's super gay. So you're literally gonna have to choose. What are you gonna do? Are you gonna go for the metalhead? It's like, you're gonna do that, or are you gonna go for the fucking Boston guy? It's like, hey, come on, take some rookie cards. Or are you gonna come to me? Awesome. I'm just gonna have my dick wagging in the air like a helicopter, like, Chris, come here. And I'm just gonna wag my dick.
Tough choice.
It's a hard choice.
I mean,
you're going to the metalhead, you piece of shit. I know you would. You're such a piece of shit. You would go to the metalhead, like,
he is my metalhead man crush. Yeah, my metalhead man crush.
I choose.
You choose him too? Let's all go have an orgy together. Metalhead Man Crush, you and me, and because it's Pride Week.
Yeah, well, I'll let the fucking the Boston guy shove rookie cards up my asshole. the Boston guy can shove rookie cards up my asshole. Well, I fuck you in the ass, and then the metalhead guy be like, while you guys are all fucking me with rookie cards.
And we're like, check this one out. Yeah, this one's amazing. Look at this one. It's serial number 2.
My asshole is literally bleeding, but it's a fucking, it's rated a 9.5 on ASP. Keep going.
It's a PSA 10. It's a,
it's a mint condition. Fucking fuck me, you slut.
Oh, dude.
This just fucking went off the rails.
This episode's amazing. That's what we should call it, off the rails.
We still gotta post that. I didn't post that other one we did where we were both drunk talking shit. Remember we were like,
that's a blackout, like a episode.
The blackout episode. Should I fucking post that after this?
Maybe. Listen to it and see if it's any good, right? It should be fine. It should be fine. We should just post it. It doesn't have to be good. It's a blackout episode. We're both fucked up, you know?
Yeah, I don't give a fuck. So let's post. But I think we should end it on that. We're at 21 minutes. And Chris, if you want to do the outro and if you want to like kind of relay something to the lost members of the Titan Quest Titanic Tour, please go ahead.
All right. Everybody down there at the bottom of the ocean, suck our fucking dicks.
Take your $250 and shove it up your fucking ass, you fucking cunts. Oh, God. I'm getting, dude, we're going to hell. I'm getting cancer right now. Cancer is coming over me because we're such bad people.
We're definitely going to hell.
Dude, I feel cancer coming inside me right now because I think the good Lord's going to take me away. Oh, fuck me. Fuck me.
You can feel it growing.
I fucking feel cancer in me right now. The good Lord's going to take me away. Suck a dick.
Shit, you killed
suck a fucking dick, you piece of billionaire shit.
On that note, check us out on Instagram and TikTok and Twitter, Waffle Stomping Podcast. Remember, keep your assholes clean and your feet dirty.
Oh, we're going. We're fucked. We're going down. Fuck it.